Area number five, smartphones and digital currencies and payment mechanisms are growing importance. I talked a lot about this on the annual wrap-up, and I talked a lot about it in the first quarter, but one of the things I learned talking to subscribers in my last trip to California is it really takes sitting down and thinking about this to understand the importance of what this is going to mean. We're talking literally about giving every person on the planet a tool that allows them to connect with everybody else. And this is absolutely unprecedented. It has incredible implications for communication, for culture, for innovation, for the economy. You're talking about something that can reorganize both the communication systems, the global consumer markets, production, distribution, everything. And I don't think there's anyone on the planet who quite really understands what it means. And given the centralization and control of the digital systems, it also means a very invasive, even as some people would describe, slavery system. So there's all sorts of pros and cons, but I really want you to imagine what it means that billions of people who have never had running water or toilets and sewers are now getting smartphones. So we're talking about quite a revolution for billions of people all around the globe. Google, Facebook, Amazon are going to be unbelievably important to what I think is the end game on the dollar system, and that is digital currencies and payment mechanisms. I've talked a lot about it before. I do think that it is going to be possible at some point to literally tender for the global citizenry through the currency the way Chancellor Kohl did for the East German population in 89. And but that's going to depend on private satellite systems. You know, part of the key to this is the suborbital platform, and it's going to work through social media and the online system. So if energy was the control point for the dollar or the standard for the dollar, one question to ask is whether space telecommunications and social media will be the equivalent for the 21st century digital currency. But that's an area to watch closely, because the battle for control of the digital wallet and the digital wallet citizen by citizen globally has just begun, and it's going to be very, very important.